Asia. Sorcery in Papua New Guinea. When the hurly-burly's done. The gruesome consequences of accusations of witchcraft.
It began, as it usually does, with an unexpected death. In this case of Jenny's husband, an esteemed village leader in the province of Eastern Highlands in Papua New Guinea, or PNG. Some local boys accused Jenny of having cast a spell to kill him. She says they began beating her over the head with large branches. Her family supported her accusers. She fled into the surrounding fields, eventually making her way to the provincial capital of Goroka, where she has lived for the past 3 years. "I can never go back to my village," she says, "and I never want to see my family again." Jenny was lucky. She escaped. Every year, hundreds of suspected witches and sorcerers are killed in PNG. Accusers often enlist the aid of a glass man or glass Mary, a diviner whom they pay to confirm their accusations. Most of the victims are poor, vulnerable women, including widows like Jenny. "If you have a lot of strong sons," says Charlotte Cakebeak of Oxfam, a charity, "you won't be accused." When the accused try to take shelter with relatives, their families often reject them. The supposed witches' husbands have paid their families a bride price, which would have to be returned if the bride left the husband's family.